Title: California Court of Appeal affirms judgment finding no duty to defend drug manufacturer in lawsuits alleging increased opioid usage. Content: Update. On February 21, 2018, the California Supreme Court granted activist petition for review, but has deferred the matter pending disposition of related issues in Liberty Surplus Insurance Corporation v. Ledesma and Meyer Construction Company, Case No. S236765. The Traveler S Property Casualty Company of America vs. Activists, Inc. Cal. RPTR.3D, 2017 WL511-9167, November 6, 2017. California Court of Appeal, 4th District, Division 3, Case No. G053749. In two separate lawsuits, the counties of Santa Clara and Orange, the California Action, and the City of Chicago, the Chicago Action, sued various pharmaceutical companies, including Activists Incorporated. In the California Action, plaintiffs alleged that defendants engaged in a common, sophisticated, and highly deceptive marketing campaign designed to expand the market and increase sales of opioid products by promoting them for treating long-term chronic, non-acute, and non-cancer pain, a purpose for which defendants allegedly knew its opioid products were not suited. Internal quotes omitted. The plaintiffs in the Chicago action made essentially the same allegations. Both sets of plaintiffs claimed that the defendants' efforts were wildly successful, resulting in a nationwide opioid-induced public health epidemic. Internal quotes omitted. Activists tendered the California and Chicago actions to its commercial general liability insurers, Traveler S Property Casualty Company of America and St. Paul Fire and Marine Insurance Company. The policies covered claims for damages because of bodily injury or property damage caused by an occurrence or an event, defined to mean an accident. Both policies, however, contained various exclusions. The St. Paul policy had an exclusion for products and completed work that provided W.E.1.T. cover bodily injury or property damages that results from your products or completed work. The products and completed work exclusion also applied to any statement made, or that should have been made, about the durability, fitness, handling, maintenance, operation, performance, quality, safety, or use of the products. The Traveler S policy had an exclusion for products completed operations hazard, medical and biotechnology, which barred coverage for bodily injury or property damage included in the products completed operations hazard. The term products completed operations hazard was defined to include all bodily injury and property damage occurring away from premises owned by or rented or loaned to you and arising out of your product or your work. The term your product meant any goods or products manufactured, sold, handled, distributed, or disposed of by you. The term your work was defined as guarantees or representations made at any time, or that should have been made, with respect to the fitness, quality, durability, performance, handling, maintenance, operation, safety, or use of such goods or products. Travelers in St. Paul denied activist tender and filed suit seeking declaratory judgment. On a trial by stipulated facts, the lower court granted declaratory relief in favor of Travelers and St. Paul. The trial court reasoned that, 1. The California complaint and the Chicago complaint do not allege an accident as required by the definition of occurrence, Travelers policies, or event, St. Paul policies, to create a duty to defend, and 2. The product exclusions precluded coverage for activists' claims. On activists' appeal, the Court of Appeal affirmed. The court based its conclusion on several grounds, including the following. First, the court explained that claims involving intentional or negligent misrepresentations do not constitute an accident under a liability policy. An accident is an unexpected, unforeseen, or undesigned happening or consequence from either a known or an unknown cause. But, an accident does not occur when the insured performs a deliberate act unless some additional, unexpected, independent, and unforeseen happening occurs that produces the damage. In the California and Chicago actions, plaintiffs based their claims on activists' alleged intentional and deliberate marketing conduct. The court was not convinced that there could be an insurable accident when, he complaints allege, activists knew that opioids were